Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Sabri Saran and here are the top headlines at this hour. Jhunjhunwala dumps Rs. 154 crore worth of Tata Motors shares in Q1. Anand Rathi Wealth files IPO papers with SEBI. Bajaj Finance Q1 net profit falls 3% YOY to Rs. 843 crore. Swiggy raises $1.25 billion in latest funding at $5.5 billion valuation. FinMin seeks Parliament nod for net additional Rs. 23,675 crore spending. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the last day today. Domestic equity markets extended their loss for the second straight day thanks to continued selling in banks, metals, realty, telecom and power stocks. The rising spread of the Delta variant in various parts of the world and concerns over growth and inflation spooked investors. BSE Sensex settled just below the 52,200 mark, shedding 355 points. Nifty 50 tanked over 120 points to close at 15,632. Broader markets underperformed, with BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices declining more than 1% each. Fear Gauge India VIX jumped over 4%. On BSE, Indus IND Bank and Tata Steel were the top losers, declining 3% each. Bharti Airtel, NTPC, HCL Technologies, ICICI Bank gave up more than 2% each. M&M, HDFC Bank, Sun Pharma, SBI and Dr. Reddy's Labs shed between 1-2% each. Among the gainers, Asian Paints stole the show, gaining 6%, whereas UltraTech Cement jumped 2%. Bajaj Auto, HUL, Nestle and TCS added 1% each. About 450 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day and 150 stocks tested their 52-week highs during the day. We have Ajit Mishra from Redgate Broking with us to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. Sensex is down about 1,000-odd points from its highs. Do you see more correction ahead?
So, yes, markets are seeing pressure since the beginning of the week, and it's largely due to this uncertainty over the global economic recovery. As the third wave of the COVID is fast spreading, and at the same time, the domestic clues are also not very encouraging so far. So in short, we may see further slide ahead, and Nifty may find support around 15,450, and that is the lower band of the prevailing consolidation range.
Which pockets look attractive in the current market?
So it's prudent to stick with the defensive name during the market corrective phase, and we see strength in selective FMCG, pharma and IT names. But however, we suggest not to jump into a trade or go for leverage position. It's rather and should gradually accumulate in the quality stocks on dips.
We also caught up with Rohit Singhray of LKP Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty slipped below the 15,700 level today. Where is it headed now?
Yes, we have been witness that Nifty slipped below 15,700 zone. But the good part for the Nifty is that it managed to close above 15,600, which is the fantastic support on the downside. So until unless you are trading above 15,600, we may expect some sort of a pullback again towards 15,700, 750 odd levels. The structure got hampered in such a way that we got stop out from the ascending triangle breakout. So I think that was the only bad thing that happens in today's session. So I think structure is not any more positive. But yes, one can say the cautious stance one need to adapt at the moment. 15,600 will be a fantastic support. Any close below that level, then we may head towards more downside, 15,500, 400. On the higher side, 15,700, 800 would be the hurdles part. But I would suggest, the structure right now suggests that it's a sell on rise. Once we see any decisive close below 15,600 zone, structure will get more bearish.
Nifty Bank has shown more weakness recently. What do the technical charts suggest?
Nifty Bank, underperformance has been seen in the Nifty Bank. It managed to close with a 2% loss. So I think going forward, the narrow range has been seen. 34,000, 35,000 is the immediate range for the Nifty Bank. 34,000 are the fantastic support. 35,000 will be a strong hurdle for the Nifty Bank. So I think these levels that one should follow if you are a trader in the Nifty Bank.
Asian markets ended lower for the day. Major European markets were trading mixed in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were up, hinting towards a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.